This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, has started the country's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh, where the space agency will simulate life in an interplanetary habitat. The move assumes significance as India is planning to send a human to the moon in the near future. Analog space missions are field tests in locations on Earth that have physical similarities to the extreme space environments and play a significant role in problem-solving for space flight research. Ladakh has been chosen for such a mission as the geographical features of the area, that is, dry and cold climate, barren land, high-altitude terrain and extreme isolation, are considered to closely resemble the Martian and lunar landscapes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results and the country is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029-30. Addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology, or IIT Kanpur, yesterday, the Defence Minister called upon the Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies, which the country imports, to realise Prime Minister Modi's vision of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Singh said that the government's efforts to achieve self-reliance are turning out to be highly successful, as defence exports, which were around just 600 crore rupees 10 years ago, crossed a record number of 21,000 crore rupees in financial year 2023-24. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore beginning today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will also deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Rise in a Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release the party's manifesto, Sankalp Patra, for Jharkhand Assembly elections today. Mr. Shah will also address three election rallies at Dharbhumgarh in Garchila, Barkatta in Hazaribagh, and Simaria in Chatra today. He arrived in Ranchi last night on a two-day visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is also scheduled to review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. The festival of Bhai Dooj is being celebrated today. Celebrated 2 days after Diwali, the day marks the end of the five-day-long festivities. It is known by different names in various parts of the country like Bhai Phota, Bhau Beej, Bhai Tika or Yom Dutiya. Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended wishes to all the countrymen on the sacred festival of Bhai Dooj. In a social media post, Mr. Shah wished that this festival of love, dedication and devotion bring immense happiness in everyone's life. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 361 at 6 in the morning. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours during the next 2-3 days. According to CPCB data, AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels. India's Atanu Das has bagged bronze medal in Swiss Open indoor archery in Lausanne, Switzerland. Olympian Atanu Das defeated Switzerland's Thomas Ruffer 6-4 in the recurve men's bronze medal match. Earlier in the semi-finals, Atanu faced a defeat against Romain Fichet of France 4-6. Romain clinched the silver, while Italy's Alessandro Paoli clinched the gold. In badminton, India's Malvika Bansal stormed into the final of the Hilo Open 2024 in Saarbrücken, Germany. Six-seeded Malvika registered a stunning 23-21-21-18 win over Danish shuttler Julie Devold Jacobsen in the women's singles semi-finals last night. Malvika will face another Danish woman, Mia Bilchfeld, seeded 7th in the title clash today. In tennis, Indian-French duo Karan Singh and Florent Bax have won the doubles title at the ATP Challenge of Brazzaville in Congo. They defeated the 4-seeded duo Simone Agostini of Italy and South Africa's Alec Beckley. And that is the end of this news bulletin.